World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed. This afternoon we are going to be, well, it's in evening this time, talking to Dr. Marianne Atolagbe. Good afternoon, Doc.
Good afternoon. How is the day so far?
Well, the day is fine. I must, I'm literally our studio. Just to give you a picture, I cannot see what's happening outside. So I'm not sure if it's dark already or what's happening. But I do know that it's almost sunset. Otherwise, is it sunset that side?
Not my side yet. 1 hour behind you.
Ah, okay. So you're just about 10 past four thereabout.
Yes, yes.
Ah, lovely. I hope that your week has been good.
It's been good. It's been busy. When it's busy, I like it.
Yes, yes, yes. Definitely. They say busy is definitely good. Now, we're talking about keeping it simple, and the saying, less is more, sounds great, but what does it really, really mean? Our souls seem to long for less clutter in our lives, fewer obligations, less stress. But in a world that is always overcomplicated, and everything is actually, but just seems to be too much, including health principles, how can we make a healthy lifestyle practical and simple? Now, Doc, some so-called experts tell us to eat about 6 eggs a day. Others say eggs are bad for you. Some saying running is good for the heart. Others are saying, well, running is not good for your knees. It can get overwhelming to try and adapt to healthy habits with so much conflicting information. So let's get some clarity, because it does look like you guys in the health fraternity don't even agree with yourselves.
Well, you said it right already. We in the world today, we tend to overdo things. But I believe that I am super blessed. The reason why I believe I'm super blessed is that I know something. And that thing has been given to us by God. And that's the word of God, the Bible. And when we truly decide to follow the word of God, everything becomes very, very simple. So when those who have actually studied the word of God very well on health issues, they have found that the principles of health are very simple. And when it is put together and we have faith, it is very simple. It is not complicated at all. So when we study the Bible, and as a denomination, Seventh-day Adventist Church, we hold health principles very, very highly. And so when we were given as a people the laws of health, it was just 8 of them. Now, if that's why I say I'm super blessed.
Yeah, yeah.
I know those 8 laws of health and I follow them. And life is very simple. Because if you look at the 8 laws of health, today, science is doing research upon research upon research. And they are finding out the same thing. And that makes it even more interesting. For instance, if anyone wants to find out an example of such health research, I've mentioned it a few times, it's called the Framingham Longitudinal Study. The study is still on. And then there's another study that is done on Seventh-day Adventists. And they found that Seventh-day Adventists living in Loma Linda, California, they are amongst the blue zones. These are the healthiest people in the world. And 5 or so zones have been identified. And Seventh-day Adventists living in Loma Linda is one of such group. Now, what makes them different is because they know these simple laws of health. and they are very simple. Now, if we can just know these laws of health and we continue to teach others, there will be less confusion. Things on health will be very simple. And so for some of us, we learn it by using the word new start. Some call it celebration. Some call it God's way of living. Many acronyms. But the one that is simple that I have learned, I teach people and they learn that it is very simple. So when some say run for the heart and then another say it's not good for your knees, when we know the principles of exercise, we will know where to do, what to do. We'll not be confused. Because you see, in these laws of health, it says eat real food. Eat real food. Very simple.
Yeah, eat real food. That's it.
Eat real food. Don't eat overprocessed, ultra-processed food. That's when we run into trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
Eat real food. Eat food as close to the garden as possible. But human beings are too complicated.
Oh, tell me about it.
And when God made man, he made us erect to walk, not to sit down, not to sit on wheelchair, not to run inside automobile.
Yeah, yeah.
Walk. And that will take care of activities. So there will be no need for running. We just walk. And that's it. And when God made man, what did he give him to drink?
Water.
Water. Not some something inside bottle, add something to eat. And that is the, and all kind of theory. Hey, drink water. That's it. Make it clean if you don't have a good source of water. That's it. Every day, get out into the sunlight.
Oh, yes.
Get some sunlight. And be moderate in everything you do. So if a person says run, it's out of moderation. Then you need to get all the gear and so forth. You need to see people when they are doing marathon race and the all kind of wears and fashion. It's not necessary. And whilst you are walking, you get fresh air. And then, of course, we need to sleep 7 to 9 hours every night. But what do we do? We are busy on the internet. We don't sleep.
Oh, and social media.
From the babyhood, we introduce our little ones to the screen. These are simple principles. But because we don't make it simple, we get stressed. We get out of breath. We overwork ourselves. We want to get all the money to do the fanciful things. And then we forget God, our creator. Isn't that simple?
It's very
That's
simple.
That's all we need to know about health. Quick, simple. Today I was listening to a health practitioner talking about vinegar. Do you know the fad about vinegar today? People start drinking vinegar. They said it has some nice therapeutic thing. And they are dying.
What?
Yeah, they're dying from drinking vinegar. They say, oh, they give you some special names. They're dying. Pancreatitis.
My goodness.
Serious, resulting into diabetes from drinking vinegar. One time I was on a platform and this guy was promoting vinegar. And I also wrote what I know about the the side and effects and problems of drinking vinegar. This guy called me somewhere out of my country. He was not happy with me because I was spoiling his market.
My goodness.
He said I should stop. I should keep my idea to myself. But you see, many are going to be destroyed
from
what he was promoting. He called me on a personal phone call.
My goodness.
Out of my country. One country, I don't remember whether it's Uganda or so. Make it simple. Eat simple food. Don't overcook and cook and cook and cook and process your food. It is as simple as possible. That's it. Everything needs to be simple. And before you know it, the health will be the best.
Yeah. Keeping it simple indeed, man. Doc, you know what? One of the things I'm noticing actually about keeping it simple is that it's also less costly. Because, I mean, but keeping it simple means that you, for instance, you said sleeping 8 to 9 hours a day, it costs you nothing. Drinking water comes from the municipality, literally extremely cheap. And, you know, other practices, I mean, that you mentioned, really doesn't cost a lot of money. And I think it's better keeping it simple than complicating it, eh?
Yeah, so that's why today those health, let me put it in quote, health practitioners and natural healthcare, the fad of this and that, they're expensive, and many think that they cannot be healthy except they are rich, and that is not true. The simpler, the better. And God is fair. He wants us to be in health. That is in 3 John verse 3. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. So why would he then make it expensive if the Bible says that God wants us to be in health?
Yeah.
It must be affordable for everybody.
For everybody. Yeah.
Simple lifestyle is affordable.
Indeed. Wow. Doc, I must thank you so much for the time that you've given us this afternoon. Blessings to you and your family. Until next week, let's keep in faith and keep praying, and may the Lord bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.